tonight. Thank the Lord for the privilege to know the Lord. Amen. And so glad for everybody that's here. And I'm thankful that, you know, that the Lord can deal with us just the way, amen, He pleases. Let's go to the book of Acts tonight. Amen. The book of Acts. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 26. Read a very familiar scripture here to Bible readers, and amen. Acts chapter number 8, verse 26, the Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? He said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, passing through. He preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to know your word. Thank you for the privilege to hear your word and study your word. I pray, God, that you help us, Lord, and that you touch us. I know that your word is anointed, God, but that we pray for that special anointing that touches our hearts and we leave changed after we've heard your word preached. We thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight on hitchhiking on purpose. Hitchhiking on purpose. I've never hitchhiked before. Philip was hitchhiking here. And I believe that God wants us to be hitchhikers. But probably not the way that you're thinking right there when I say that. But hopefully we can have a little bit better understanding when I'm done preaching tonight. Amen. God cares for everyone. And He cares for all man. And this one man was come up to Jerusalem to worship. And it's interesting. Now, Acts chapter 8 is a wonderful scripture. The Bible talks about how that, you know, Stephen has just been killed in Acts chapter 7. And that havoc was made of the church. Philip went down into the city of Samaria and preached Jesus Christ to them. A revival started. The Samaritans gave their hearts to the Lord. They turned to the Lord in a mighty way. The Bible says that they called for Peter and John, Amen. They came down, laid their hands upon these Samaritans, and they received the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Holy Ghost was moving. Amen. The Word of God was preached. And God was moving in a great way. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to do that again. I believe that it's God's will. I believe God's Word is alive. And we can live it and relive it and relive it. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip. Wait a minute. I mean, surely Philip was needed here. Surely we could understand that he had a hand in this revival. And he had went down and preached and God was moving. But God said, get up and go into the south. In our first scripture that we read, toward the south. Amen. And to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. Go down there. He rose and went. Amen. And he starts down through there and here's this man in this chariot. And God wanted Philip to hitchhike. God wanted Philip to get on board there and preach the gospel to him. I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. We never know when an opportunity arises. And I want us to, amen, get what we can out of this scripture. God wants to use every one of us. God has a purpose and a plan. Let's look at this first. The Bible says, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Amen. The Spirit, we have to be led of the Spirit. Amen. It's more than just on our own. It's more than, natural wisdom or knowledge. We've got to be led of the Spirit. Amen. God wants to lead us. God wants to speak to us. Amen. The Bible said, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. It wasn't that, Philip had an idea and thought, man, this is good. Amen. No, the Spirit of the Lord dealt with him. I want to be led of the Spirit. It's important for us to be led of the Spirit. In every area of our life, but for sure when it comes to winning the lost and reaching those that are in need and helping someone, we've got to have the Holy Ghost lead us. The Bible said, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. I thought, Sister Bethany is talking about school. Well, these children are here tonight, and we had been talking for a while that we was going to go get some ice cream. They kind of got a little deal they had there, and when they done so many good things and kindness things, then we filled up this jar and was going to go get some ice cream. So when I got back from my missions trip, I heard every time I was around, amen, that the jar was full. So, we had to go. I'm talking about being led of the Spirit. The ice cream was good. Amen. So I felt like the Spirit was leading us that way. It's time to go get some ice cream. And but anyways, I've been praying, amen, for Kenny. Been praying for Kenny Mortel. I've been out there to his house, and he's moved. I didn't know where he was. I called his brother-in-law and said, I'm missing his number. I don't know where it's at. And I'd go out there and seem like I'd just miss him. It seemed because he got a long driveway up to his house and looked like the grass looked like a car had just been up there. And I'm like, Lord, you've got to help me. And I'd go back and try to find him. I'm telling y'all. Amen. I've been out there repeatedly on Saturdays. Amen. And I thought, well, if I go on a weekday, I can find him. And I never could catch him. I told his brother-in-law, call me. I had to get his number through somebody else in a long roundabout way. But I've had him on my heart. Well, amen. Not only was we led of the Spirit to go get some ice cream, we're sitting there out eating ice cream, and here walks in Kenny and his daughter. Amen. It was not just an accident. I know. Amen. Me and my wife was driving back. She said, that's the whole reason, amen, that you went to Dairy Queen in Liberty City, to get these kids some ice cream. It was so we could, amen, run in contact with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if the Lord deals with you to get some ice cream, just go ahead and follow the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? I mean, how ironic it was, because he had no reason to be in Liberty City. He's living all the way over around Big Sandy. Amen. He's coming to Overton. Praise God. There's a Dairy Queen in Overton. He told me, I sat there, I said, it's not accident I run into you today.
I've been praying for you. I've been seeking, trying to find you. Hallelujah. Amen. Philip, join that chariot. I want to be led of the Spirit, church. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's going to a store. It doesn't matter if it's hitchhiking. I don't want to encourage anybody to go hitchhiking in this day and hour. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being led of the Spirit and win somebody for the Lord. The Bible said Philip ran thither. We've got to let the Spirit of God lead us. Hallelujah. We've got to let the Spirit of God direct us. Amen. If we're going to see God move and help us, we've got to be led of the Spirit. Amen. We're fighting a warfare. We need God to help us in every area. And we come to service. We got to be led of the Spirit. Sometimes it's time to speak out. Other times it's time to be quiet. Sometimes it's time for a certain song. Other times it's not. Sometimes it's time for a message in tongues. And other times it's not. We've got to be led of the Spirit. Amen. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This shows us, amen, that we're the children of God. Philip here is in the middle of a revival. Amen. And God wants to lead him to see somebody else saved. Brothers and sisters, it ought to be our prayer that God would lead us in every area of our life. Amen. Somebody's life may depend upon it. Amen. In Psalms 143 and verse number 10, the Bible says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. God wants to lead us into a better life. Amen. God has a way of lining things up in our life. Amen. So He can lead us into a better life and into a better way. And God wants to do that for us. God wants to do that in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Philip, go join yourself to this chariot. Now wait just a minute. Amen. I don't have an invitation. I don't have, you know, nothing here. It's just like, what's going on? But when God deals with us, He'll make a way. Hallelujah. And we need to know that God wants to direct us in every area of our life. The Bible tells us, I know that we know the story in Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Now listen, church, we know the story. Amen. Peter's waiting on them to eat. He's hungry. The Bible said he got real hungry. They was cooking. Amen. And Peter's waiting on them while they're preparing dinner. And the Bible says that God put him, he took a little nap and he fell asleep and he had a dream or a vision and all this, amen, this sheet come down, had all these different types of food on it that Peter as a Jew would have never touched, amen, and the voice from heaven said, arise and kill and eat. Peter said, no, for I've never eaten anything that's unclean or common. And the voice said, what God hath cleansed, call not thou common. Hallelujah. This happened three times. And then, amen, the people was standing at the gate from Cornelius's house. And they was knocking at the door. And while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit of the Lord said, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, amen, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. I'm telling you, a lot of times, amen, the Spirit leads us, and we need to not doubt the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. But trust God, that God has the best plan for our life and the best purpose for our life. Listen, some things may be quite unbelievable how God works things out. Some things might be even too great for us to comprehend how God, amen, say, wow, that's quite a coincidence. Amen. I know that there may be some things that the devil can talk us into and say, well, that's coincidence. But as we're children of God and as God is directing us, it's not coincidence, brothers and sisters. Amen. God's directing our life. And when God has a purpose in our life and God has a plan for our life and God wants to do something for us, it's more than coincidence. Amen. And God wants to lead us. And so here was Philip. Praise God. And the Lord, the Spirit says unto him, go and join yourself to that chariot. Now listen, this man was from Ethiopia. He was from a different nationality. Amen. He, here had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning, sitting in this chariot. He's reading the Bible. He's reading from Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 7. He's a reading this scripture, and the Spirit of God deals with him. Listen, when God deals with us, sometimes there's work involved. Sometimes it takes a little bit. It takes an effort. Notice the Bible said that Philip ran. Amen. The Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him. He's a running along beside him. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes God may have us run a little while. It may not always be easy. It may not always be fun and games for a little bit. Amen. But if we'll hold to it, God will work it out for his glory. And we'll be glad that we let the Lord lead us. Amen. You know, I'm sure Philip didn't want to hitchhike. I'm sure Philip didn't want to go down here. He probably had other plans. Matter of fact, this church in Samaria is having a great revival, and he's the main evangelist. He's the number one evangelist. And God said, go hitchhiking. Amen. Well, you know, in the sense, amen, we may not have to hitchhike, brother and sister, but we may have to do some things that we don't necessarily want to do. But it's God's plan for our life. Amen. And God wants to do something great through us and with us. Listen, church. If we knew God's plan for our life, we would run to him. Amen. If we knew what God had planned, we wouldn't hold back at all. We'd say, Lord, I want it. Hallelujah. I want what you have for me, and I want it now. Listen, Philip ran. It was some work. It was some effort. And we've got to put forth an effort. It's not all just going to fall in our lap. I know sometimes people, you know, have great opportunity. Amen. And they may be born into a family or something where there's a little bit more, you know, they use the term fed with the golden spoon and different things like that. And, you know, may have better opportunity than others that, you know, struggle finishing school because they have to work a job or can't go to college because they got to go to work and to provide or, you know, different things. And I know that there's different areas in that. And I'm not here to talk about that, but I'm telling you, if we're going to do something for God, we got to put forth an effort to it. Hallelujah. And God will do the rest. You know, there's a song that says, you take one step, he'll take two. There is no limit in what God will do. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there's a job for us to do. Philip is running beside him. He said, hey, do you understand what you read? Amen. God done told Philip to hitchhike. Hallelujah. God done told him, get on there. Hallelujah. Get on that chariot. Amen. Philip is running beside him. Said, do you understand what you read? Amen. And he was reading, said, amen. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of God. There's power in the Bible. Somebody showed me that picture several months ago that was circulating around about that, I don't know, that vehicle up there in Tennessee that had burnt, and there was a Bible sitting there in the passenger seat. Y'all might have saw that. I know it was, everybody was emailing it around, sending it around. And at best I could look up, it was, I guess, true right there where that car burnt down there and somewhere on the highway, and that Bible sat right there in that passenger seat and was unhurt. Amen. I know a few stories myself. I remember when I was a young preacher, and I may have told this here, maybe somebody hadn't heard it, but us boys was praying for this lady that was full of the devil, and spirits had control of this woman, and she was, you know, acting almost unhumanly, and the evil was just there, and we was believing God to give her deliverance, and God did give her deliverance, and she served the Lord, Sister Bobby, for years. Amen. I thank God. I believe even to this day her life has changed because of God's deliverance that night in the altar. And my brother was there, and we was a praying. My brother just grabbed the Bible, just grabbed it right up and threw it open and said to that, so that spirit said, the Word of God is against you. And just threw his Bible, you know, just threw it open like just like that. Well, when he did, that woman lunged at that Bible and bit in that Bible and like that and spit it out. And she bit a piece of the paper out of that Bible, like crunched up the page. And then as soon as she did, she spit it out. And later on, there was a piece of paper And she bit out the scripture in the gospel. It says, and Jesus saith unto the devil, go. Hallelujah. That was the exact spot where she bit out in that Bible. And God did cause the devil to come out of that woman that night, and she was delivered. Hallelujah. I thank God for the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know y'all probably heard this with Big Mike years ago. Amen. And I don't know where Big Mike is now. I've been praying that God would let me know if he's dead or alive. But Big Mike knew nothing about God or nothing. This man picked him up. And they had an accident down in South Texas. And the man obviously knew something about God or something. But the man was killed in the car wreck. But Big Mike was in the passenger seat and they had a bad wreck. And a Bible was in the glove box. And it flew open and Big Mike's head hit in between. Or the Bible was in between him and the windshield. And he went back and looked. And he wrote it down and it opened up to Romans chapter 10. And he said, Romans chapter 10. He said he wrote it down, Romans 10. There was spots all over that Bible. He went and bought him a Bible. And he read Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. The Romans right there telling Big Mike to get saved. And we know that God saved him and delivered him from that gang. Hallelujah. Set him free from that Aryan brotherhood. Hallelujah. That he was a member of for years. There's power in the Word of God, church. Hallelujah. He's a reading the Bible. This man is reading the Bible. Don't even have a clue about the Son of God. Amen. He's reading Isaiah chapter 53. Thank God for the power and the Word of God. Listen, church. Amen. Philip said, hallelujah. Do you understand what you read? He said, how can I understand what I read? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Philip the eunuch said, come on up here and get in the chariot with me. The Bible said, Philip opened his mouth and preached Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? It's time for us to open our mouth and preach Jesus. Praise God, because He is the Savior. Hallelujah. You know what Sister Bethany is singing that song a while ago? You know what she was doing? She has opened her mouth and preaching Jesus. I felt the Spirit of God come in this place a little while ago. Glory to God, saying, He never left me. Who never left me? Jesus never left me. Praise God. Though I went astray, He never left me. Amen. Whether we're singing, whether we're shouting, whether we're testifying, we need to preach Jesus. Amen. Whether we're walking through the world and people are watching us, we need to preach Jesus with our life. Philip opened his mouth. You know what, church? I feel like God was dealing with me today, saying it's time for us to open our mouth and preach Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The power in the Word of God. God's been dealing with me about the power in the Word of God. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37, there's a valley full of dry bones. You know the story. I'm almost done. Amen. The valley was full of dry bones spread apart here, there. Amen. The Bible says that the Spirit led him out there, carried him out there and said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord God, thou knowest. He said, prophesy to the bones and say unto the bones, O bones, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Listen, church. Amen. The word of God is so powerful. When it's preached, things happen. Now listen, the Bible says, y'all know the story, that the bones came as he preached or prophesied. Actually, this word here, amen, there's different, amen, Hebrew words, but this word here is simply preached. Amen. Praise God. We can't get away from the preaching of God's Word. I know the devil wants to talk us out of it. Amen. I know there's all types of administration and ministry and different gifts and different things. Amen. But preaching, God chose preaching to save the lost. The Bible tells us that. Amen. He chose preaching to save the lost. Glory to God. Now I know this world is trying to get away from it. Amen. You know what? I was thinking today, I was reading something about, amen, somebody's talking about, you know, and they get all kinds of things, you know, pastor, amen, send me different stuff, you know, about teaching and class and discipleship, and I love all that. And there's a lot of tools. There's importance. Amen. But my mind went back. Amen. When I was standing on that street corner right up there in Kilgore. Y'all might not believe that. But when we first come down here, I used to stand up there in front of that liquor store and preach to people when they went in that liquor store. Would stand there on Saturday evenings when people would go in there and buy liquor. Amen. And I'd preach, say, quit going in there and buying that liquor. Amen. Take that money and go home. Go to church tomorrow and pay your tithes. Man, I'd wear them out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And preached. Amen. That preacher come down from, he was from Idaho at that time. I've already told y'all the story. Amen. He said, I was standing there preaching. He was preaching with me. He said, we're going to pray against this liquor store. Amen. It wasn't but just a year or so later, that liquor store shut down. Hallelujah. He prayed and we preached against it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now there's a Sulaski's there and praise God, a Panda Express. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I got to thinking, you know what? Amen. We didn't teach a class. Amen. We didn't have a boycott. No, it wasn't nothing more than a little skinny preacher. I was skinny back then. Y'all remember that, don't you? Hallelujah. Not very many of them, Brother Wayne. You don't remember. Praise God. But I was just a little boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Just pastoring a handful of people. Amen. We didn't have this big church. We had that little old bitty church. I'd pull up in that little old bitty Nissan truck. Get out all shy. Amen. But I preached the word. Glory to God. Amen. And there's power in the word of God. Amen. I said there's power in the word of God. Glory to God. And you know what? Something else? The person that owned that liquor store, I attended her funeral. I didn't even know it. Amen. But I was working at the funeral home in Longview and found out that that was the woman that owned that liquor store. Hallelujah. I know I had a little badge on that said Welch Funeral Home, but I was standing right there. My God. Hallelujah. They got in there, they're having a funeral. I thought, what are we going to say about this? Maybe they're going to tell about her getting saved. I don't know. You never know if somebody gets saved. God saves whole types of people that we never dreamed He would save. They got in there, sat down, and had no music. I'm going to tell you, this was sad. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Talking about, you know, going to funerals, I'd always get teared up, you know. And it's hard for them funeral directors to get teared up at them funerals when they're putting about $10,000, $12,000 in their pocket, you know. I always thought, man, I wonder why these guys don't cry. How come they can handle it? Well, you go putting $10,000, $12,000 in your pocket every time somebody dies. I guess you probably wouldn't cry so much. But anyways, I don't know. God help me. But I'm standing there at that. Oh, God help me tonight. I'm talking about the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Amen. This, you're talking about sad. Hallelujah. I found out who she was. I was standing in there. Amen. Daughter got up and said, well, Mama never did go to church. Couldn't stand preachers. Said, so we decided we wasn't going to have no preaching. We was just going to talk about her. They got up and said some good things. Just dead, dry, hopeless. Hopeless. You know, people are hopeless without God. Amen. I've never known one person who was a Christian that got down to their deathbed and said, I'm sorry I was a Christian. Amen. They went through talking about her, never mentioned God or nothing. Anybody else got anything to say? No preacher welcome there. They didn't know, but I was standing back there. I mean, I was in a disguised funeral suit, but I was standing back there. And I was praying for them people. And I was thinking the whole time, oh God, you know if she was ready to meet God or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody got up right at the end and said, I want to say something about this. Said, I know she didn't like preachers or nothing, but said, I read the scripture. Amen. And it talks about peace, and they read a scripture about peace. I thought, well, at least they read, amen, a scripture. But we've got to preach Jesus as Ezekiel preached, the bones came together. God can put marriages together. You can imagine that valley. It was human bones. Can you imagine a coyote coming up and grabbing this old, you know, arm or something, dragging it over here, and then she's, you know, got 10 or 12 pups. Amen. This one grabs a bone, runs over there. This one grabs it and runs over there. Runs, you know, and I mean, these bones are scattered all over this valley. But the Bible said bone came to bone.
Amen. Now listen to me. If we was, you know, skeletons here, you couldn't use that bone right there. It wouldn't fit you right. You'd be, you know, you'd have one leg higher than the other or shorter or vice versa. Neither could I use yours. But God knows how to put it together exactly the way it belongs. And it came as a result of the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said that the flesh came upon them, church. Amen. God's Word will come to pass and it will be accomplished. God will do it, amen, through the power of His Word. Amen. The Bible said He preached to the wind. Amen. Prophesy to the wind. Come, O four winds, and breathe on these slain that they may live. When I was in Croatia, I mentioned it Sunday. I've told different ones. Amen. But I went in there, amen, and preached on the Holy Ghost. I didn't know it had been years since they had received the baptism, but the Spirit of God told me before I ever got on the plane, preach on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I preached the Holy Ghost about every way I knew how. Amen. I preached about the Holy Ghost like the oil. Amen. And we're the vessel and God will pour the oil in. Amen. I preached the Holy Ghost like the wind. Amen. The wind will blow and the life will come in us. I preached the Holy Ghost like the water. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I preached, don't ask for the Holy Ghost. I preached on it's God's will to give us the Holy Ghost. I preached on it's the commandment to give the Holy Ghost. Amen. I preached on the Holy Ghost. I told y'all on that last night, Sister Doris. Amen. I was down there in that basement and the devil said, you preached on it too much. I said, you're about right. That sounds about right. They're not getting it. I'm going to preach something else. Ain't nobody moving or nothing. Amen. But I got to pray and thank God, church. That's why we got to pray, because we don't know always what we need to do. Amen. The Lord dealt with me, sister. Said, preach on the Holy Ghost another time. Hallelujah. It had been 25 years since anybody received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that place. Amen. It wasn't me. Hallelujah. It's not me. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. And on that last night, the first one that got the Holy Ghost was a medical doctor. I'm telling you, God's going to bless her business and practice. Why? Because God's in the blessing business. Hallelujah. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. God filled the young people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm confident that God's going to continue it on. And all the glory goes to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Word of God must be preached. I know sometimes it might not be the most enjoyable thing. We'd rather eat pizza and Oreos. And we'd rather hear good singing or whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got to have the Word of God, church. We have to. Hallelujah. And here goes Philip. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached. Come on, church. How many was in the audience? How many? Well, wait just a minute. Philip, you don't need to preach. There's only one in the audience. Why don't you just calm down and just talk or something? He preached. He took a text and preached like there's 1,000 of them there. It didn't make no difference. Listen, we got Thanksgiving and stuff coming up. You can preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. He didn't have no grand introduction. He just had an opportunity. And he preached. Thank God. And when the Word of God is preached, hallelujah, thank God the conviction of the Holy Ghost come. The man said, see, here's water. What's hindering me? What's hindering me? I'm ready right now. I believe that if we'll do what God wants us to do, I'm talking about hitchhiking on purpose. God has a plan and a purpose for you. God has a plan and a purpose for us. What's a hindering me? He said, do you believe with all your heart? Amen. You believe with everything within you? He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He commanded the chariot to stand still. Glory to God. They both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Woo! When he come up out of that water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. He wasn't even there no more. Thank God, but the eunuch was just fine. He's saved to the uttermost. There's a song that says, I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. I've been washed in the blood of the precious Lamb, through the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Ghost. I'm saved to the uttermost. Is anybody saved tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God He saved me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank God he saved me. Glory to God. Sister Janice, amen, sent me a text the other day and wished me a happy birthday. It was November the 11th. I said, you got a good memory. Amen. I hadn't forgot. Don't worry. I hadn't forgot. Friday night, I had already testified about it at youth rally. November the 11th, 1992. It was on a Wednesday night. Glory to God. 25 years ago this year. 25 years ago this year, the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. Like the old song says, the flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. That night when I got up from that altar over on this side of the church, when I got up from that altar, and I walked to the back of that church before I realized that I wasn't in heaven or something. Hallelujah. Before I realized I was still on the earth, I walked to the back of that church and I turned around. Hallelujah. And I knew something had happened to me. I'm telling you, I knew something had happened to me. I can't explain it, but I knew something had happened to me. I was a little boy. Glory to God, 25 years ago this year. Oh, thank God that I got saved. Thank God I got saved that night. What'd you do? Hallelujah. I'll tell you exactly what I did. God was dealing with me that whole service. I don't remember what they sang. Hallelujah. And I've said this about every time, but they sure must have sang good. Woo, because I got saved. I don't know what they testified about. Man, they must have been on fire that night because I got saved. I couldn't tell you what they preached. I couldn't tell you the scripture they read. I don't even remember the scripture they read. I don't remember nothing about that. But I remember about the end of that message. Hallelujah. Tears started flowing down my cheeks. Glory to God. The Spirit of God was dealing with me that night. As just a little boy, 9 years old. Is anybody 9 here tonight? Hallelujah. Hey, Matty, you 9 years old? I was 9 years old. Ain't that a shame these children get saved young? I don't know why I didn't get saved before then. Hallelujah. But thank God I got saved that night. Listen, you might have wished you'd have got saved before. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's not too late tonight to get saved. Church, hallelujah. The Word of God was preached and I got saved that night. Hallelujah. Stand together with me. Glory to God. Let's just worship God just for a little while right here. Amen. The Lord's kept me 25 years. Hallelujah. One day at a time and He can keep me more. And I believe it. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to do it just like they did it that night. Because I remember it just like this. I remember my dad saying, while every head's bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around, if you want to get saved, raise your hand. Come on, let's all bow our heads right now. Nobody look around. I wouldn't want to embarrass nobody for nothing. You here tonight and you say, God's dealing with me. Just lift your hand. Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need God to help me. Just slip your hand up. Nobody look. I wouldn't want to embarrass nobody. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Lift your hands. God bless you. I want God to help me. I know a man who can. He's waiting for us tonight. He's a faithful God. Church, the Lord's moving. You might not feel it, but God's a moving. Reach out for Him just for a moment here. God's reaching, helping somebody. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be led of the Spirit right here, even in this altar service. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to invite you to this altar tonight. Amen. You lifted your hand just like that night.
Amen. I want you to come to this altar up here at the front. Come on. We're going to pray with you. Come on. Let's kneel down and pray. Come on. That's right. Come on. Hallelujah. It's all right. Come on, church. Let's come and pray. Hallelujah. We need help from God. God's the help. We're not the help. God's the help. Amen. We need help from God. God's the one that can do it. We can't do it, but God can. Church, we know that God can. Come on, let's pray tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's believe the Lord tonight. God help us.